This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
This Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into another hour, this time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here. And also I want to welcome in a lot of new listeners who are listening to us in Pensacola, Florida for the first time this weekend on WNRP, AM and FM, Ken. Pensacola, Florida. You're in Mount Dura, Florida at Lake Cardiology. So how far Pensacola is, what, a couple hundred miles from where you are?
Yeah, it's up to the northeast, the northwest of where I am.
Yeah, right.
Up in the panhandle.
Yep, all
lovely,
right.
Great drive.
Yep, it is. Pensacola is a big military town, if I remember correctly as well. Yep, so welcome to all of you listening, WNRP, AM, and FM in Pensacola to the Weekend Good Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, to give you a little background, is an eminent cardiologist. He runs Lake Cardiology, which is in Mount Dura, Florida. He is always on the ready to give people good advice, and his advice is good. One of the top cardiologists in the country, award-winning facilitator. He's just always on the on, if you know what I mean. I got a call from him the other night at 9:15, and he still had two patients. That he was, were those telemedicine patients, or were they in the office?
They were telehealth.
Yeah. You like doing that, don't you? You found that to be a real help to get to more people.
In certain circumstances, it's really good. It's hard doing an electrocardiogram by telehealth.
Right.
And I'm about 6 hours to Pensacola, just for the record.
6 hours. Okay. Yes. All right. Got that. All right. Well, if you want to touch base with Ken and do a little telemedicine, there's always a second opinion. That's why I love Ken, because he's a cardiologist, yes, but he also is trained in as a preventive cardiologist. He really works on the essence of all sorts of things going on in your body. That's why when I see him, I feel like I've got it nailed down, if you will. So let's get to the matter at hand. We've spent a lot of time over the last 8 to 10 months talking about COVID and the essence of getting through all of this, hopefully preventing yourself from getting it. The doctor says that he's going to live, Dr. Fauci's going to live at home for Christmas with his wife and not go anywhere, and he's warned other people to do the same thing. So you're on the cusp of getting your COVID vaccine today, right?
Well, actually, yesterday, I got an email from the hospital where I have privileges, and it was a personal email to me saying that my number was up, that it's time for me to schedule my COVID-19 vaccine. And I have scheduled it. I don't know when y'all are going to be listening to this show, but let's just say it's Thursday right now, and tomorrow's Friday, and tomorrow is the day that I'll be getting it.
All right. So what are your expectations? That is, you've seen the information. There's a lady who's come down with Bell's palsy that took the vaccine up in Alaska. Maybe you might spend a minute talking about what Bell's palsy is.
I didn't hear Bell's palsy. I heard anaphylaxis in Alaska. Yeah,
there's another one. There's a Bell's palsy issue apparently with this as well. So what does that mean, and why would it happen, do you think?
Well, in any vaccine, there's going to be an allergic reaction that is unexpected, and they're rare. And in the original trial for the Pfizer vaccine, they actually excluded those who have severe allergies.
Yeah.
And right now, initially, they did not. In England, you heard about it. Some health workers on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
And two women who actually live with EpiPens in their pocketbooks because they have a history of severe allergic reaction, and they had an episode of anaphylaxis. They're doing fine. And after those two English females developed anaphylaxis, it was decided by the American and British FDA not to immunize with the COVID-19 vaccine if you have a history of anaphylaxis. And then there was just a couple days ago in Alaska, a healthcare worker, somebody who had not had a previous episode of anaphylaxis, who had anaphylaxis and is doing well. You don't get your COVID-19 in an area where they're not prepared to use an EpiPen if you have an episode of severe allergy. Fortunately, it's been extremely rare. Tens of thousands of people have gotten this vaccine. And there's been, I know of three episodes of anaphylaxis. Two prior, it was only one who had not. And given 40, 50,000 people who've gotten the vaccine, and to have one unexpected severe anaphylaxis, that's a pretty good batting average.
Well, they've said that they're 90%, I guess Moderna, 94% effective, so that means they're leaving wiggle room in there.
No, well, that's a different issue, how effective it is. We went from talking about a safety issue, which is what a severe allergy is. Now you're bringing up effectiveness, which is a separate criteria, and Moderna's 94.5, and Pfizer is 95% effective.
Yeah. All right. So that's good. You're going to get the. Is it likely that you're getting the Pfizer vaccine, because Moderna is not really fully approved yet, right?
The way we're talking in time, and I know you don't like to talk about time because the show is not listened. Everybody
goes all
listen to it.
It's heard four or five different ways and four or five different days.
So this year, this show, we're going to have to be a little sympathetic to everybody about that. But for me this week, the Moderna vaccine is probably only going to be approved today by the FDA. It goes before the panel. They meet today to decide approval for the second COVID-19 vaccine in America. And my prediction is that from what we're hearing from the FDA is that they will formally recommend approval today, and then, like what happened last week, it'll take a day or two for the full FDA to approve it. So by Friday, which is in 2 days from which is tomorrow from today, there won't even be yet a second vaccine available and approved. So my only choice, they're going to have to give me the Pfizer vaccine, because tomorrow in America, the only vaccine that will have been approved is the Pfizer one. But that's going to change quickly.
Yeah, I'm going to wonder now. You got to call them the hospital. I wonder if those of us are. I'm in a special group of agricultural people that are in the next line, plus my age. So I'm going to be entitled to it fairly quickly. And I don't know whether I just call up a drugstore. I don't think it's been made clear by anybody. We should talk about that in a moment. How people will know how and where and when to sign up for it, because it's, again, this is a whole new world that we're living in, and it'd be nice to have some instruction. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to clean your nose for a healthier life. That's the message in a nutshell from Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Navage is the National Nasal Care Facility. When I say facility, it's a tool. Actually, it's probably a better way of putting it. It's something you can use literally to clean out your nose. So much pollution around, and bacteria and allergies and you name it, the things that are in the air that perhaps help you to get colds and flus and that kind of stuff. You clean your nose and you have less of a chance. After all, you wash your hands every day, take a shower frequently, and you brush your teeth, so why not clean out your nose? Nothing ever gets into your nose. Sometimes you blow your nose out. But this is a way for you to clean that facility out, make sure it's crystal clean. Navage.com is the website. Go there. Check it out. See how it works. It's really a fabulous breathing product. It certainly is. Clean noses lead to healthier lives. Navage.com ensures, guarantees that you'll have a cleaner, healthier nose. Clean it out with Navage at Navage.com.
Small and mid-sized business owners today face two challenges with health insurance every year: rising costs and diminishing benefits. The new Exec Select plan from San Katie Life Benefits can help you control costs while also providing excellent benefits. This unique plan offers designated employees 100% tax advantage reimbursement for all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by the primary plan. Exec Select provides businesses a cost-efficient way to boost recruitment incentives and compensation packages for key employees. To find out more, go to execselect.net.
This is sponsored by Amazon. Gather around the table to enjoy your favorite home-cooked meals, featuring ingredients from Amazon Grocery and Amazon Fresh. With the online acceptance of SNAP EBT benefits, Amazon customers can purchase the grocery items they need to recreate family recipes or make new mealtime traditions at home. Christina Herman, Amazon spokesperson, discusses the meaningfulness of home-cooked meals.
Amazon understands the value of cooking fresh meals at home, making memories, and creating traditions with family. SNAP recipients can save time with convenient home delivery from Amazon Fresh and Amazon Grocery so they can spend it where it really matters.
Customers paying with SNAP EBT on Amazon also have free access to Amazon Fresh and fast and convenient same-day grocery delivery with the added bonus of having attended or unattended delivery. To find deals and exclusive discounts for SNAP customers and learn more about the program, visit amazon.com/snap.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, Doug Steffen on Good Day Health for this weekend. Let's get into the home COVID tests, Ken, that are now, you were talking about the vaccine being 90% effective. A lot of the complaints about the test kits is that they really showed a lot of false positives and you never really knew whether you had it or you didn't have it. So how are these different?
The FDA has approved a home COVID-19 test. There's enough pieces in the package, if you will, to get all of the results yourself at home. You'll put a little swab in the nostril, and then the parts are there, so you can figure it out, and it takes about 15, 20 minutes, and it's over 90% accurate. And people who have symptoms, it has a negative predictability of 100%. So it's a fairly accurate test, and you'll be able to get it over the counter. You won't need a prescription. You'll be able to do it all yourself at home, and in about 20 to 30 minutes, you'll have an answer, and it costs about $30. So this is a real breakthrough, and it should be available early in the spring.
Early in the spring. But by early in the spring, this is going to be over for the most part.
Well, I think that most people will be getting their vaccines in March and April.
Isn't there a third one on the way after
Johnson? Right.
Johnson & Johnson.
Is not using this new technology, this mRNA technology, so that it'll be a one-shot affair. And I'm predicting it's not going to reach this 95% effectiveness, maybe hopefully 70%. And if you think back, the FDA was hoping we'd have 50% effective. So 70% will look pretty good, but yeah, it's not going to be, I don't think, as quite where the mRNA vaccines reach. And that's just my crystal ball, and it waits to be seen. But we're not going to hear, I don't think the Johnson & Johnson will even be an option until January. But the nice thing about the Johnson & Johnson is that it's one shot, and it's actually easier to prepare, easier to transport. So it's going to be out there as an option for a lot of people.
Back with Dr. Ken in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back into our Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I didn't give you the number. I was talking a lot about the telehealth thing and telemedicine and being able to connect with him. Those of you in Florida, the Southeast, or anywhere, 352-735-1400. A lot of people listening in the Orlando area to the radio station there. You'll get this number and you'll do, I'm sure, well with it. Ken's a pleasant drive, not far from wherever you are in the signal, in that radio station signal. 352-735-1400. I was talking about this being a remarkable achievement. You know, thinking back over the years when I was a kid, actually the Salk vaccine came when you and I were kids.
Absolutely.
That came about, and then AIDS and the, you know, the drug developers, but it took quite a while, it seems to me, to deal with that.
Well, AIDS vaccine still hasn't come. Dr. Fauci's been looking for it since the 1980s.
But there were treatments that have been used, cocktails.
Therapeutics,
right?
Have been excellent.
Yeah, right. Okay, so there's that. And now when you think about the Pfizer, the Moderna, the Johnson & Johnson thing, pretty elegant technology, and the fact that it is, this maybe a sign of the times that we can, you know, it took a long time heretofore to get these things approved or get them right, but because of technology, I guess I'm looking for a speculative answer to this. What makes it different? What made it easier for these people to put this vaccine together as quickly as they did? Certainly, we never even had a vaccine for SARS either, did we? I don't think we did. I don't know.
Wait, now you're getting into politics, and do we want to go there? I mean,
why are we getting into politics? I'm talking about technology. Is there stuff available that makes it easier?
It was the whole planning of this. What happened here, unlike the development of any other vaccine, was that they did all of it simultaneously. They didn't wait for approval to figure out how to distribute it. All of the parts were going on at the same time. They started planning, getting it together, making it, distributing it, and never before have we ever planned distribution of a drug before the FDA approved it. That's what's unheard of here. And they also had this new technology, which proudly was developed at the medical school where I was a medical medical student, a professor, and two professors in 2005 started doing experiments on using messenger RNA to develop a vaccine. And they had done it in animals, and it was ready to try for human use. And once they got the genomic sequence in the spring, they very quickly got together a piece of mRNA and got the parts together. And as they were working on that, they worked on getting the production together and getting the distribution done. And that's what really just simplified the time course of all this, just getting it all done at the same time, each part.
You know, I'm listening to a lot of these anti-vaxxers who certainly are mobilizing to spread a lot of rumors. Some of them may be true, some of them aren't. The dire effects, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if I agree with that. I don't normally take vaccines. I don't get a flu shot usually, but I was actually thinking of getting one this year. As a matter of fact, I would have had one when I went in to pick up a drug prescription last week.
Doug, I think anyone 65 or 70 or older should be much more concerned about the virus than they should the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have the risk factors for severe COVID-19, which includes age, definitely over 70, and some might even say over 65, and if you're diabetic, obese, high blood pressure, heart disease, you're going to be more afraid of the virus than the vaccine.
All the people who have succumbed to the various diseases as a result of getting COVID, they didn't die of it. They had all kinds of other things before. Yeah, I understand that, and that's why I'm probably going to get it, frankly, because I'm in that age group, and so are you. Continuing on, more info from Dr. Ken on Good Day Health.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. The FBI yesterday briefing Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. No comment from Pelosi after the meeting on Swalwell's future on the House Intelligence Committee. McCarthy wants Swalwell removed. That meeting part of a busy day on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers also helping avoid a shutdown. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to work on a COVID relief bill. One sticking point, stimulus checks. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson among those opposing $1,200 stimulus checks.
Just spend another $275 billion, send it up to 115 million households, when we are currently at about 9 million jobs less than we were in a record economy before the COVID recession.
House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. This is USA Radio News. California, among the states seeing the largest COVID spikes, the state setting new death records Wednesday and Thursday. Dr. Ron Borger tells CNN if this continues, doctors will have to make gut-wrenching decisions.
If things don't change, we're going to probably be rationing care, and that's something that's very concerning.
Hospitalizations in California doubling since December 1st. While COVID relief is in sight thanks to the vaccine, it will be a while before we see case numbers come down. University of Washington Dr. Chris Murray tells CNN he expects 60,000 more deaths in the U.S. by April 1st.
It takes time to deliver the vaccine. You know, it takes 8 or 9 days before it starts to have much of an effect on those who are vaccinated. You take all that into account, we don't expect to see a major dent on the daily death rate from vaccination until sometime in February.
Dr. Murray says it's very important that we be careful for the next 6 to 8 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Moving into the second half hour of this week's Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. We get our weekly podcast filled with information. You can go to gooddayhealthshow.com and look at Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack. Look at Ken's in the past, how many years we've been doing this? 14, 15, 16 years. There are all kinds of shows that are there. You can learn a lot about things, and they're all summarized. All the highlights of the shows and the podcasts are there at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back into the COVID thing for just a second. 1 in 5 people with COVID are passing it on to other people. Is that why Fauci and others are saying, what are you going to do for Christmas dinner? You and your daughter? I'm going to be my dog and I are going to take a road trip for Christmas Day. So it didn't make much difference. But most people are doing sort of a short end, right? Small gathering.
Well, I think that the same advice that people gave for Thanksgiving, it adheres for Christmas, unfortunately, this year. And you really have to, unfortunately, think with your head and not your heart and be very careful about catching this. And, you know, we talk about going inside and, you know, is that the best thing? Because we learned in this JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association Network Open article this week that, yes, 1 in 5 with COVID-19 actually passes it to others in the household. And that seems to be a big way that it gets passed within a household. So you just have to be careful. If you can't social distance, you should be wearing a mask. If you can social distance, you definitely can. And you got to keep your hands clean. And it's pretty simple. And you just have to realize you make it through one more holiday season, or just through one, this one, and we'll be next year in a very different space if at least 70% of us get this vaccine. And I have a strong feeling that next year we'll look at it differently, and we just have to sacrifice a little bit right now. And you know, if you look at what our ancestors did in times where they were asked to sacrifice, you know, we're not really being asked a whole lot.
Nah. Well, no, we aren't. We're just, I know I'm resentful and probably a bit depressed because I can't go to see my children and my son, or they couldn't. Actually, they were going to come here to the farm for Christmas, and that all went up in smoke because in California, the worst state in the union for all of this, nothing's open and nobody's doing anything. It's interesting, though, this is not a health thing, but there are some people in some of these states like California that are just saying, up yours to the government, and they're opening anyway. They're just not, they've had enough, and there are a lot of statistics, especially when it comes to schools, suggesting that closing schools is not a practical solution to keeping this thing from spreading. I don't know what they're
well,
doing.
Well, I that's true, and I think even Dr. Fauci has come to that opinion,
yeah,
that you know, kids are not in any high-risk situation of getting this, and they're not big spreaders of it, unlike what was originally thought. And more harm is being done to them not by being in school.
Absolutely.
And I think what is not being appreciated is the harm that's happening by some of the treatments that we think are preventing the spread of the virus. And you know, you have to think, are they preventing the spread of the virus? And what hazards are they having? There is a huge amount of health care that's been undone and delayed, and I'm sure that we're going to be missing cancer and heart disease and diabetes because people have just put off their health care, their dental work, and the yet-to-be-counted effects of COVID-19 outside of what we think of the problems with COVID-19. There's going to be a lot of issues because of what we've done to try to prevent the deaths.
And in many instances, unnecessary. That's my feeling, and I think you agree. A lot of people who live by themselves, who have not been able to extend out to other members of the family or friends or stuff, that's taken a psychological, I think, toll on a lot of people in our country, aren't you?
Oh, my gosh, yes. There's a study this week that two-thirds in America report high levels of loneliness as this pandemic continues. And, you know, I think that's probably undercounting. I think just about all of us are feeling some sense of loneliness through this whole thing. We've had enough of it. But there is hope. I think at the beginning, back last spring, the buzz was it takes 4 to 5 years, the quickest to get an effective vaccine. And now we have one so much sooner in 9 months, and we're ready to go. And, you know, by late spring, early summer, if enough people get vaccinated, things are going to look very different worldwide.
You have a report also on social media and depression. So not only has the pandemic caused a lot of depression, but social media in general, even with or without the COVID, is a major risk factor for. And I think we've been talking about this with all ages, right? It isn't just a certain age.
Absolutely. This is out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine that, you know, those of us, myself not included, who are hours a day on social media, this is raising the risk of getting depression. And adults, supervise yourself, mom and dad, supervise the kids, because this is another unexpected consequence of COVID and being sequestered, being cooped up inside.
Yeah, and it has, the impact is not just mental, because the mind, the spirit mind body connection, the depression leads to physical ailments, does it not?
Oh, yes. We know a risk factor for heart disease is mental illness. A strong one is depression, anxiety, and when we're mentally depressed, you know, the body, the immune system just doesn't work as well. Inflammation is increased. And these are two big factors from head to toe which bring out illness.
Yeah, well, be aware of that sort of thing. I'm not trying to bring doom and gloom on you, but I do think there's a practical approach to this. I'm going to talk about some heart-related things in a few moments. The heart health focus of Dr. Ken gives us the opportunity to learn a lot more than we could learn from the average bear about what's going on in your heart. So we'll get to that. Meanwhile, as Ken talked about, some of the vagaries of getting COVID, being overweight certainly is one of them, maybe the top item on the list, being overweight, being obese. Body mass index way over the top. And the way to deal with that, friends and neighbors, is to get on the Calitrin weight loss formula. That program will guarantee, assure you, that within 45 days of starting, you'll start to see the weight go away. Stay on the program. I've just stayed with it for the 3.5 years I've been talking about it because there are so many other side benefits. Just losing weight is not all that you get when you take Calitrin every night before you go to bed. Calitrin has all the natural healthy choices in it to help you lose weight safely, get a better night's rest. It increases available amino acids in your blood. It decreases C-reactive protein levels. And Ken, I'll tell you, that's not good for you. This is a protein, collagen protein, along with digestive enzymes. This complex sort of match-up of all these things together in this formula have been the story of success for Calitrin. And with 86% success rate and millions of people over the past 23 years getting onto this program, you can understand why I get excited talking about it and then how you'll get excited with the results. This is the time. You don't wait till the first of the year. Don't do the crazy diets. Let's start right now where you can get the BOGO deal. Buy three, for example, get three free. That's the thing. Everybody in the family can be on this and doesn't cost you any more money. No more crash diets. Nope. Calitrin is the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way. Go to toploss.com. Use the code DJV on checkout. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you're assuring yourself of getting these deals, the 3 for 3, 4 for 4, 5 for 5, whatever it is, however many you want, you pay for X number and you get twice that many. That'll really serve you well going into the new year. Lose the weight going into the new year with Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula, at toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Good Day Health, the big news of the week from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Most of us so focused on COVID, sometimes we lose sight of other things that are going on. The FDA has approved something else here, which is a topical treatment for something I can't even pronounce. So what is this, Ken? It's been approved this week.
So what do you think the second most common reason why people go to the dermatologist is? It's due to that thing you can't pronounce, actinic keratosis. And these are spots usually on the scalp or the face that, if not treated, will end up in skin cancer.
Ooh.
And there really hasn't been a great treatment for this. But the FDA this week announced a first-in-class drug. This is not a look-alike. Often we have, oh, there's a new drug, but it's really not brand new because it's similar, what doctors call look-alikes, to what we already have. But this is a unique class of drug. There's no other member available. So a so-called first-in-class, which is a big deal, it's a topical ointment. It's once a day for 5 days and was quite effective for the second most common reason why people go to the skin doctor, the dermatologist, these actinic keratoses. And untreated, 10 to 15% of them will actually end up in a very serious skin cancer. And it's expected that about 25% of us adults will at some point in our life get this. So this is a great breakthrough. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's called Klisyri, K-L-I-S-Y-R-I. It's from Athenex. Thank you, Athenex. And this is a big breakthrough. So if you know anyone who has this problem, which you probably do, as common as it is, and they've had problems dealing with it, remind them that this new product's out in early spring. It should be available to the dermatologist. It's an ointment. You put on it once a day for 5 days. So that's a really nice. And in the trial, there really wasn't any serious adverse effects. A few got a little irritation. A few got some itching from the ointment, but nothing serious.
So let me ask you, in the moments that we have remaining in this segment, you and I have been talking a lot this week about various drugs that have impact on keeping you from having the result of fibrillation strokes and stuff. And I've heard that some of them affect your skin. And I remember my father having these dark spots on his skin. So I'm thinking about that. When you use this sort of stuff that's just been approved by the FDA to get rid of those kind of spots?
No, well, the reason why people on strong blood thinners have spots is because we all bang ourselves and bruise ourselves, and we don't even realize it. And even people on less stronger blood thinners like aspirin, a little stronger Plavix, but if you start working your way up to the Eliquis's or the Coumadin, Warfarin's of the world, and there's a number of lookalikes from Eliquis, those you bang yourself, you're gonna bruise, and all of us bang ourselves without even realizing it. So you have to be very careful and try to avoid it.
But this stuff isn't going to remove those kinds of spots. I think that's what that was what I was wondering, if those these are surface spots. All right, that's it from Dr. Ken for the moment. Questions coming up. Questions for Dr. Ken next here on Good Day Health.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Sinus pain can be debilitating for allergy sufferers. If you or someone you love suffers from bad allergy sinus pain, you can give the gift of pain relief this holiday season. Buy a ClearUp device. It's like nothing you've ever seen before. ClearUp targets sinus pain at the source without medication. It's the only treatment that delivers advanced microcurrent technology, low-level electrical stimulation. You simply glide this small pear-shaped device to locate treatment spots across your cheek, nose bone, and under the eyebrow. ClearUp gently calms the sinus nerve fibers and theoretically shrinks swollen tissue. After a quick 5-minute treatment, the throbbing pain will melt away for up to 6 hours, based on the company's clinical study. ClearUp is so easy to use. Push one button, let ClearUp guide you to the treatment points for 5 minutes, and you're done. It's reusable and rechargeable, so you'll get sinus pain relief for years. FDA cleared to be safe and effective and available without a prescription, ClearUp is FSA and HSA eligible. Go to www.buyclearup.com and find relief.
As a human resource director, you're constantly seeking ways to improve health insurance benefits without increasing costs. And you're also always seeking ways to recruit, retain the very best employees for your workforce. Hi, this is Kerry Hall, and there's a new insurance plan called Exec Select that can help you do both cost effectively. Offered by San Katie Life Benefits, Exec Select covers all out-of-pocket expenses not covered by your company's primary health plan, up to $100,000 annually per employee. The plan's low annual premium not only covers employees, but also their eligible dependents. Plus, employee reimbursements are tax advantaged and the premium costs are tax deductible for employers. What's more, Exec Select allows you to choose plan participants, which are typically key employees who drive business growth and who are increasingly making employment decisions based on health plan benefits. So Exec Select can help you recruit, retain, and reward top talent. Make Exec Select part of your employee benefits plan. Go to the website execselect.net. Once again, that website, folks, is execselect.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Into questions for Dr. Ken now. It's time for us to take a few questions from you, questions that I've come up with, questions that are in general aimed at getting a broader scope because we spend so much time on COVID. Here's one about your heart health as you get older. If you are good at maintaining your heart health, what happens to your risk of getting dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff, Ken?
Well, the good news is you dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia if you maintain your heart health. So we're talking about watching blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, not smoking, all of the things that the heart doctor harps on to keep you healthy and have as little heart disease as possible. We also know the added benefits is it lowers the risk of stroke. And the news this week, it was published in PLOS Medicine, is it dramatically lowers the dementia risk.
Mm-hmm. And so dementia and Alzheimer's together, which comes first? Is it dementia brings on Alzheimer's? Is that the chicken and the egg? Which comes first.
Dementia is just a big grab bag, and Alzheimer's is one particular type of dementia.
So how come we never hear about other types of dementia? It's usually dementia and Alzheimer's mentioned in the same breath.
You don't hang out with enough neurologists, or you would.
Thanks, I'll pass on that. I had my brush with the neurologist after my TIA, and that was a enough for me. Although it's good to know that when, I mean, the neurologist helped me understand, this is good for everybody, anybody who's had a TIA, and maybe we'll spend a minute or two on that, the essence of what the review is about, having MRIs and MRAs and CAT scans and talking to cardiologists and neurologists. And so when I went through all of that, I passed in flying colors, but it was interesting as we were talking about, you know, the various things that happen in one's brain. If you don't have good circulation in your brain, there are a lot of things, in other words, that will add up to your being susceptible to dementia. And one wonders if there are more of these days than there used to be, or is it just we're living longer and so it shows up more?
All of the above, but definitely just like we have more heart disease because of diabetes and obesity, I think we're having more dementia because of obesity, circulation issues, and people are living earlier, are living longer. Smoking certainly has a role also.
Yeah. So this week, you and I have had a lot of conversation about the results of the TIA, and I had for a month, a monitor on me. I didn't talk much about it on the air. Every once in a while, I think I did. It was uncomfortable. It was unpleasant because it was obnoxiously. I think you did tell me. I didn't talk to you on the air, but it wrapping around my neck and around other parts of my body. And so now that's over, and you studied the results, and it appears I had some sort of an episode. Some might call it thrombosis, arterial, whatever. The risk of having fibrillations in my family, you've told us about that, because I have been very open about this, and I give you permission in the HIPAA department to talk about me. You kind of scared the hell out of me this week after the results of that test by suggesting I need to go on Eliquis and kind of change, for the reasons you just enumerated a few minutes ago, the bruises and bumps and stuff. If I'm on that rather than a regular blood thinner, I'm more susceptible, and so are, I mean, there got to be millions of people on this thing now, right? It's been tested and proven.
Right.
Right.
Big picture. You know, since I was a young boy growing up with a nurse, I've been around healthcare for a long time. You know, 40-plus years been around the healthcare world. And what I have observed, big picture, Doug, is, you know, unfortunately, people get things, the people who accept them the best and then try to make personal adjustments and then make the best of it with their lifestyle, do the best long term, regardless of what the diagnosis is. And when you have a TIA, it's a warning that a big stroke is likely going to occur if we don't make a modification. And then we did a lot of detective work trying to look for a cause of why you had a TIA. We found atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal in burst, and now we need you on anticoagulation to avoid a stroke.
All right, so there you go. And am I happy about it? No. But am I going to do it? Yes, because it seems to be the best course of action, and certainly because I trust Ken, I'm going to do what he recommends. But is it something that I'm really excited about doing? No, not at all. But listen, it's part of, Ken has said, it's part of the graceful aging process that we all need to go through. There it is. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.